I would like to address an issue that lies at the very heart of family businesses: how women build and secure their legitimacy when they step into the role of successor. Succession is often perceived as something natural, almost self-evident. Yet for many daughters who take over the family firm, nothing is automatic. They must persuade their family, the employees, and the clients. In other words, they must constantly demonstrate that they belong in this role. To understand this process, we followed five female successors operating in markedly different sectors: industry, services, construction, and retail. We collected their stories, their doubts, and the pivotal moment that shaped their trajectories. To analyze these narratives, we draw on strong structuration theory, a framework that illuminates how individuals navigate rules, expectations, and traditions, while simultaneously reshaping them through their actions. So, what did we uncover? First, legitimacy is neither granted nor permanently secured. It is a living process, one that progresses, stalls, and rebuilds itself over time. This process unfolds through two intertwined dynamics. The first is personal legitimacy, being recognized within the family and being viewed as the right person to take over. The second is entrepreneurial legitimacy, the credibility earned on the ground through relationships with teams, partners, and clients. These two forms of legitimacy reinforce one another. When the family expresses trust, the successor enters the firm with greater confidence. When employees and partners follow her lead, these professional achievements in turn strengthen her standing within the family. It is a constant back and forth, almost like a dual breathing rhythm. We also show that these women do not passively endure expectations imposed on them. They actively shape their legitimacy. They modernize. They innovate. They build networks and they seek external support. They are not simply inheriting a name. They are co-constructing their role and their authority with those around them. What does this mean for research and for practice? Theoretically, our work proposes an integrated understanding of legitimacy, one that transcends the traditional dichotomy between the individual and the structure. Managerially, the implication is clear. Supporting a female successor requires acknowledging that her legitimacy is built both within the family and within the firm. And for future women leaders, our message is a reminder: legitimacy is not a static status. It is a path, one that is constructed, reinforced, and renegotiated at every step.